When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility, with digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
For the details. First off, the Ghana Cedis is expected to recoup some losses against the dollar in the coming month. That's according to Fitch Solutions. It's revealed in an article saying improved investor sentiment, higher dollar inflows, and easing external conditions are expected to help the Cedis cause. Here's more.
It's mentioned in an article dubbed Sub-Saharan Africa Currency Roundup, Greater Stability Ahead in Second Half of 2024, that external conditions would offer more support to Sub-Saharan African currencies in the coming quarters. According to the London-based firm, the Cedi would fare better in the second half of 2024. It is expected to recoup a 9% loss. This is due to improved investor sentiment, capital inflows, and also provide appreciatory pressure to the unit. Moreover, the start of a monetary easing cycle in the US in September will likely put some pressure on the dollar and improve investor appetite for higher yielding emerging market assets, providing tailwinds to the Cedi. In the year to date, the Cedi has lost about 20% of its value against the US dollar, positioning it among the worst performing currencies globally. Subdued market sentiment amid debt restructuring negotiations has kept capital inflows weak, while the start of an economic recovery has increased demand for foreign exchange.
And that was a Business Desk report. There now, the IMF has identified fresh set of risks to the economy and fund program apart from election spending related issues. This was captured in net staff report released after Ghana passed its second review. George Raffi has the details.
IMF, in their report, maintained that despite the progress made by Ghana, when it comes to the fund program, there are still some other issues the country needs to address aggressively. One can talk about Ghana's revenue situation, which the fund believes that a lot more needs to be done to improve the situation. This is despite the projection by government that it has been able to meet the half-year target for 2024. It also wanted government to do more in the area of expenditure controls and rebuild international reserves. The IMF also wants more work done towards dealing with the financial sector legacy issues and improving the foreign exchange operations. The IMF noted that even though it sees election-related spending as a major risk, tackling these other issues could help in firmly stabilizing the economy.
And that was George Weafi there with the report. Now to one of our headlines. So the executive director of the Institute of Statistical, Social and Economic Research, Professor Peter Korte, has raised concerns about the negative impact of tied aid on the nation's development. Tied aid is a kind of foreign aid where the donor dictates exactly what the funding must be used for. According to Professor Korte, the conditions in many bilateral agreements often do not provide value for money. He spoke at ESA's quarterly Economic Roundtable Forum in Accra.
Sometimes bilaterals throw money at us. It comes with conditions. Chinese aid will come with a Chinese contractor, Chinese consultant, you know, equipment, etc. So there's no capacity building within our system. And we have several of this tied aid that sometimes brings waste. There was a time I was carrying a study on tied aid. I went to ECG and the man showed me, he said, look at this warehouse. You have a lot of meters. They are not fit for purpose because we got them through aid. I believe there are several things we have bought through tied aid which are not valuable.
And Professor Peter Korte is the Executive Director of the Institute of Statistical, Social and Economic Research. Now, to some banking sector story, finance lecturer at the University of Ghana Business School, Dr. Benjamin Amwa says moves by the Bank of Ghana to strictly enforce a ban on persons implicated in the banking sector cleanup as prudent. The Bank of Ghana, in a fresh notice, reminded the public about their resolve to strictly prevent these persons from holding office through their fit and proper rules. Dr. Amwa noted that this will protect the sector from these personalities.
If you are applying for directorship from Bank of Ghana, I strongly believe that your duties and responsibilities will be spelled out to you. And the conditions under which you will lose that privileged position will also be spelled out to you. So it is not the case that the issues at court have not been resolved. Whether they are resolved or not, so long as the license has been revoked, and it is the case that you have been found to be unfit based on the actions that led to the revocation of the license, clearly these individuals are aware that they are, for the time being, unfit to hold some of these privileged positions that...
You heard Senior Finance Lecturer at the University of Ghana Business School, Dr. Benjamin Amwa. Now, stakeholders in the logistics and supply chain are calling on government to review taxes on electronic payment systems to enable the seamless transport of goods. Since the inception of Ghana's Logistics Managers Index report in 2022, the supply and logistics sector has recorded an increase in the use of digital payment systems every quarter of the year. Speaking to Joy Business, Dr. Abdul Samed Muntaka, Senior Technical Advisor at Kariska and co-author of the Ghana LMI, said the removal of taxes on electronic payment systems will drive financial inclusion.
People in policy, it is important to note that if we want to reduce the use of fiscal cash in our operations, especially in the logistics and supply chain sector, which involves huge movement of products, it is important that we don't do too much to try and burden these payments through taxes. They look like a soft spot for getting tax revenue, but it also is a system that will make movement of goods, products, and people faster.
Dr. Abdul Samed Muntaka is a senior technical advisor at Kariska. Now to some other stories. Absa Bank, in collaboration with the MasterCard Foundation, has opened a second phase of its AgriTech FinTech grant initiative. The program is aimed at enhancing the operational sustainability of SMEs and creating employment for Ghanaian youth, with a grant of up to 50,000 Ghanaian cedis for 20 selected FinTech and AgriTech businesses. Head of SME Agency Banking at Absa Bank, Audrey Abakan, said this support is intended to foster innovation and job creation within the sector. She therefore encouraged more women to participate in the scheme.
The launch of this second phase of the grant program will benefit 10 agri-tech and fintech startups with a total grant fund of 1 million Ghana cedis. We encourage more women owners of fintech and agri-tech businesses, as well as persons with disability, to participate.
Audrey Abakan is the head of SME and agency banking at Absa Bank. Now, some stakeholders within the hospitality industry have bemoaned the impact of the free fall of the Ghanaian cedi in recent times against other foreign currencies. According to the general manager of La Palm Royal Beach Hotel, Anthony Gansa, this is negatively affecting operations. He spoke to Joy Business at the launch of the hotel's new conference center called the Palm Convention Center.
It is tough, but you know, we have to just work with it. Unfortunately, that's the situation, and that's what the market that we work in. And so we have to then obviously adjust ourselves whenever, as and when we need, and just try to keep ahead of the game. So there are a lot of challenges, so it would be hard to just pinpoint one, but there are a lot of challenges going on. But like I said, I believe that this, just the size of this conference center is just going to make a big change. I think it'll definitely help to attract a lot of foreign companies who want to have annual events in other places of the world, which used to come here. I mean, there's no place like Ghana.
Anthony Gansa is a general manager of La Palm Royal Beach Hotel. Now, for your pension tip on Manila, we'll tell you why the pensions industry had to partake in the domestic debt exchange program.
Welcome to Money Lab. I am Esther Frimpomaa Mafu, the head of finance for Enterprise Trustees. In our last episode, we discussed signing up for a personal pension plan. Today, we'll be discussing the impact of the Domestic Debt Exchange Program, popularly known as DDEP, on our pension funds. Although pension funds were initially spared from the DDEP declared in 2022, a notable development unfolded on July 31, 2023. The government of Ghana disclosed its invitation to pension funds with holdings in domestic notes and bonds, Esla PLC and Dachi PLC. The proposal involved exchanging roughly 31 billion Ghana cedis in principal amount of eligible bonds for a set of new bonds. Bonds that didn't participate in the DDEP might not experience active trading in the bonds market. Till we come your way again, remember to plan well and retire well.
And that's the end of the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa. I am James Isha. Now, before you go, this is the year to stop singing and talking about chopping and enjoying life and just do it. Ecobank has over 1 million cedis worth of cash and prize in the Ecobank Million Gang promo for you and over 7,000 others across Ghana. Hey, my God. Winners will be rewarded bi-weekly and you can be one of them winning up to 10,000 Ghana cedis. There will also be free monthly draws and all you have to do is to deposit cash in multiples of 500 Ghana cedis into your Ecobank account at your nearest branch, Ecobank Express Point, or via Ecobank Mobile to stand a chance of winning. Other prizes include fuel vouchers, shopping vouchers, airtime and many more. Promo runs from May to July 31st, 2024. It's your time to chop life. Remember, every 500 Ghana cedis deposit earns you an entry into the EMG draw. A better way to enjoy life, a better way, a better Africa. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. Ignition is next. Good afternoon.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.